you for joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. This morning we're looking at question 13. Did our first parents continue in the estate wherein they were created? Our first parents, being left to the freedom of their own will, fell from the estate wherein they were created by sinning against God. And as we look at our question this morning, there are several things that pop up. First, we need to remember, yesterday we dealt with the covenant of works, how God, in his goodness and mercy and kindness, planted the trees in the garden so that it was watered, and then he planted Adam there and gave him every good thing, and yet Adam was not satisfied, and so he reached out and he fell. Now, historically, we know Eve ate first. I think it's Michelangelo in one of his paintings in the Sistine Chapel that has a painting of the garden, and as Eve is next to the tree, Adam's hands reaching over, because let's remember, God had given the charge, the covenant, to Adam, and it was his dereliction that left Eve liable. So, our first parents being left to the freedom of their own will. Just think about that. Many who are Reformed-leaning or Calvinistic want to deny free will as they talk about total depravity. And again, it's all in the details. What do you mean by free will? By free will, you mean what is often called in philosophical terms libertarian free will, that is unbounded, everybody's absolutely free, then of course not. I mean, you know, if you are born in the Midwest, meat and potatoes is going to be your go-to. But if you're born in, you know, let's say Hong Kong or Beijing or other places, you know, very spicy foods are going to be your go-to. And I just use mundane things that you are controlled in many of your tastes by what you are accustomed to by your culture. And so this idea of libertarian free will is patently nonsense. But yet, what do we mean by free will? If you look at the confession, it talks about man in his fourfold estate, that his will, Adam's will, was able to choose the wrong, or choose sin, but he was also able to choose the right. He was also able to obey God. Then you have man in the fallen state is not able to choose good. He is not able to choose God because his will is so utterly fallen. We can see this in Genesis 6, where God says every thought of his mind was only always evil continually. Only always evil continually. And then you have the redeemed man who is able to choose the right again, though he is still his will still is corrupted by original sin. And then you have man in his glorified state where he will no longer be able to sin. And so when he talks about free will here, it's talking in that sense, is that he's able. Adam was able to obey God, but Adam was also able to sin against God. So our first parents, being left to the freedom of their own will, fell from the estate wherein they were created, so they broke the covenant of works. They abrogated it, as Vitsius says, wherein they were created. So they were created in the estate of covenant of works, and they fell from it by sinning against God. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent you deceived me, and I ate." And so we see her fall. And then Paul talking to the Corinthians. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. And so we see that this the effects of our first parents' rebellion against God, treason against God, continue on. And so join us next time as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Thank you, and God bless.